Hi everyone, welcome to GG Talks, a podcast dedicated to all things drag, where in each episode we talk about real life experiences in the drag industry. I'm Nuruz, one of GG Talks team members, and I'll be your host this episode, where we will be talking about life through the lens of a drag costume designer with our special guest, Akwasi Bolton. Akwasi, nice of you to join me. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm great. You know, pandemic. How have you been coping through all this?
It's been a very stressful time period, like in terms of work and everything, but friends and family, everyone's been okay. So I've just been managing at the moment. How about yourself? How have you been during the pandemic?
You know, just keeping my mind busy is the main thing. Just to keep myself out of boredom. That's what I'm struggling at. You know, it's the one now. Hopefully it will be the end of it all soon. What have you been doing to keep your mind busy?
Literally, I've just been following like just fitness programs. So just doing 5K jogs on a daily basis. Obviously now and then I just watch a little bit of Netflix. And just try to keep like learning new things from home. So just new recipes and stuff like that. Just keeping busy.
Very privileged to have you on. You know, the viewers know how hard I've been working to get someone on of your pedigree. Written here, I have your drag costume designer. How did you get into it all?
I've always been into fashion designing from a young age. So it didn't just start from drag. I was just designing just casual wear for when men, women. Then I thought, like, there's a lot of people that like to do drag or just cross-dressing and everything. And I was like, that's a gap in the market. I don't know a lot of designers that's in that field. So I said, let me be different from other people and try get into that kind of industry. So I gave it a shot. And yeah, from there on, I've just got a passion from it. And it's just... I've just been expanding and, yeah, continue doing it.
You talk about it being a passion. How did that passion turn into a reality? So how did you get into the industry?
So it's not just me that's into fashion design and everything. I've got cousins as well that are doing their own thing and everything. And I basically told some family members I was into it. So they allowed me to use their facilities, like their factories, to create some designs. And I used some softwares to... basically bring my sketches and drawings to life. And from there, I've just been designing in my cousin's factory, and I'm hoping to have my own like quite soon once I get bigger, more established in the industry.
As you know, as males, it's often looked down upon even in the fashion industry, because if you look at the numbers, a high number of percentage of them are women. I think it's 94% of costume designers are women, and only 6% are men. So how does it feel being the 6% in that industry? Do you feel pressures? Like, is it something you strive on?
I listen to them figures and everything, and I think, yeah, it's crazy. A lot of women, like, as soon as you think of a fashion designer, you're thinking, oh, it's kind of like a woman thing to do. Like, girls are more into that kind of stuff. But me personally, I just felt like it was a talent that I had. So when people say, oh, like, they're shocked that I do it, it gives me a little bit of a rush. Like, it drives me, because I'm like, oh, I'm proving people wrong. And I want people not to look at, like, define me by my gender. So by being a male or female, I want them to just define me by my work. So I let my work do the talking, basically. And yeah, from there, I don't get any pressures or anything, like me being a male in this industry.
I think what you're doing is really, really inspirational for the next generation. Because when I think of drag, I think of people wanting to express themselves. And, you know, in this world, I think freedom of expression is a big thing. And I think what you're doing is really helping people express themselves by creating these fabulous dresses. I mean, I was looking through your Instagram pages and I'm thinking, there's no way someone could do this without a real creative mindset.
I really appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot.
Akwasi, I was looking through your Instagram profile, and I must say the ranges of dresses on there is absolutely fabulous. I mean, I was just taken aback. Someone has a creative mindset to do this, because when I look at drag costume designs, I think they look nice, but most of them are really generic. You just look like you've just taken it to the next level. What has been your best piece of work that you look at and you think, wow, I can't believe I've done this?
Yeah, the one that, like, it touches me the most, I don't know if it's my best, because a lot of people like the different ones, but me personally, I like the one that I created for a uni drag performer. It was quite extravagant, and I was like, wow, this is going to be a really, like, it's going to be a handful, basically, because the designs and everything that he wanted, it wasn't a typical kind of dress. But I just said, just the fact that you were so specific with the design you want, with the diamonds, the different variations of colors and different fabrics, layerings, I was just like, this is a great idea, and I would love to bring this to life. So yeah, basically I brought it to life, and just seeing the happiness of the drag performer, like as soon as they saw it, they tried it on and everything, and they said this is exactly what they imagined. Like it was a great moment, because that's what I try to do. All the dresses I create and the different designs I make, I want it to exceed their expectations and to it be personal to the request of the drag performer.
So you talk about creativeness. How much creative freedom do you have in making these costumes? Is it when the drag queen comes to you, do they tell you, you know what, this is what I want, can you please make this? Or is it just they leave you to it?
Yeah. In some cases, it's like that. So in some cases, they've got a like complete image of what they want. So they'll probably find something online, find a picture or something, or find something on social media, send it through to me and be like, would you be able to recreate this, but like jazz it up a little bit, like make it a little bit like a little bit different. But in some cases, some people just like, I want to dress, like they just tell me what they imagine. So they don't give me a picture or anything. They literally just tell me the first thoughts that go to their head. So they'd be like, I want these colors on it. I want it to have a nice shape to it and everything. And then that's when my creative thoughts, I have to like, literally, whatever they're telling me, I have to bring it to life. I need to figure out a way to like bring it to life. But yeah, it varies basically. Yeah, it depends.
So the bring it to life aspect you're talking about, what brings a drag dress to life, do you think? Is it more the design, or what do you look for? Is it the colour? So when, say if I was to come to you tomorrow, I say, Akwasi, make me a dress that will take my breath away. Well, what would be the first things you focus on the dress?
Well, first of all, I'll look at the person, see what kind of person they look like. People got different personalities. So if you want to be out there, if you want to be a little bit reserved with it, then I'll ask you first. But then once we've crossed that bridge, then certain materials, certain lace, it jazzes up a little bit of the like style of it. Sometimes the colors as well. So depending on the person, dull colors can make it a little bit more subtle. But if you want to bring more bright, like bring it to life a little bit more, you bring some bright colors. Depending, like, it just depends, basically. If you want it to be out there, you could add sparkles, diamantes and everything. It all varies.
The drag industry is way different to a normal entertainment industry. I feel like it's a bit more out there, a bit more eccentric. Who has been your biggest mentor? And what is the best advice someone has given you?
So with the mentor, I done quite a lot of research, and just one person that I met was called Mark Francis, and he makes great, lovely dresses and everything. And I just asked, what advice can you give me? Because I'm new, up and coming, and I want to like just improve my skills and just expand in this industry. So he just literally said, like, make it personal to the drag performers, because these people, they express themselves in their own way. So you need to be very open-minded and just have creative thoughts. Don't be too fixed on a certain design. Just have an open mind to anything, because that's the best way to make drag dresses. It's not about what's in trend, what's popping at the moment. Just whatever comes to your mind, any creative thoughts, anything that comes to mind, literally just do it.
When he told you that, how did that make you feel? Did you process it straight away, or is it the thing that you just, as you went along, you took the advice? Because some people, when they get advice, you know, being stubborn, they don't really listen to it. I mean, was it for you? Did you take it on board straight away, or was it a thing where gradually you understood what he was trying to say?
Yeah. That's a good question, actually. Being honest with you, I struggled in the that when he first said it, I struggled because, as I told you before, at a young age, I was just doing normal designs, like casual designing, and I just done that based on what's in trends at the moment. So I've always just been just fixed on certain designs, looking what's on trend, thinking of what to add and everything. But once he told me that, it started over time, I started to realize that I started to become more creative with my designs, and I expressed myself a little bit better. Instead of just focusing on like other people's designs, I was like, for once, I'm creating sank by myself, and like that's never been done before. So some of my designs that you see, you'll be like, wow, like I've never seen that before. And literally, thanks to Mark Francis, he's helped me expand and just literally be the most creative I've ever been before.
So you talk about gaining experience from fellow costume designers in the industry. So you specifically mentioned Francis. So what has been your proudest moment in your career thus far?
One of my proudest moments so far is one of my dresses being listed on a TV show called RuPaul on BBC.
Oh, wow.
That was literally a great moment for me. But something that's really personal, a great moment for me is literally, I feel like nothing can ever beat the feeling of the first time you ever see someone actually wear your design. Because you create this and you can't, like, especially going into this industry, I don't think I'll come this far. So when I look back at the first time anyone wore one of my dresses, that's a great moment for me as well, on top of being listed on RuPaul.
Wow. When you first saw that RuPaul email or contact, how did that make you feel?
I was ecstatic. Like, I was... Because you think back and you're like, all them nights that you're designing dresses and you're putting all the hard work in, you're like, it's finally getting that recognition. And RuPaul is one of the biggest shows. It's on BBC, I'm seeing, it's on Netflix. So millions of people are viewing this. And I was like, I was just thanking God, because this is one of the greatest moments of my life.
So you talk about your dress being shortlisted on RuPaul. I don't want to seem nosy or anything, but why wasn't it featured on the show? Why didn't that dress pass the casting stage, if you like?
Well, a lot of the time, like, you could create a dress and like people could wear it, but there's a lot of factors that come into it as well. So basically, large factors of finances and everything. And my agent was dealing with all of that and was trying to negotiate some deals, and like it just didn't really go to plan. My agent was basically trying to cover their back rather than chatting to me and sorting the situation out. So yeah, it didn't fall through, but yeah, that's about it basically. I can't get too much into it, but yeah, just in a nutshell, it's mainly the finances and my agent.
When you look through the lens of where you are at that stage, do you think that having an agent is, you know, beneficial for costume designers? Or would you think, yeah, you know what, with the social media presence of Instagram, Twitter, TikTok and all of that, like, go independent? Because if you go independent, people could still, you know, see your work and get to you directly.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah. I understand that. Why people think social media, you could do stuff independently. Like, if I feel like if you're already established or you're basically introduced into the industry already, so you've got a lot of exposure into the industry, then I would be like, you could do it independently. You could do like anything you want, basically. But I feel like with someone like me, I needed an agent at that current point of time because I wasn't really exposed in the industry. And this is roughly, like, I was getting mentored by Mark Francis, but I still felt like I needed a little bit more help getting pushed into the industry. But it all depends. If you are introduced to a great agent, then they could help you with so many opportunities because they should have connects and like stuff that they could slot you in with. But it depends on how if the agent's got your best interest at heart.
So do you think you went into the industry a bit prematurely? Because the drag industry is a bit more ruthless, because people just air their thoughts, and you know, if they can't find what they're looking for in you, they'll just go to someone else. So do you think that you just went into the industry a bit premature, lack of knowledge?
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah, I was a little bit, what's the word? I could say I was a little bit naive with it, because I thought it was just simple as any other fashion industry, but I didn't realize it was a complete different ball game. But I feel like that's life in general. As you get into something, you might expect something might be easy, you might have a whole different perception on something, but you live and learn. As you go along with it, you learn, and you learn from your mistakes as well. So I've learned, and yeah, I'm grateful. I'm happy to be in this industry.
We understand now that you're a drag costume designer, but when you got into the industry and you met all these drag queens and all them wearing fabulous wigs and makeup and, you know, their persona, what has been the biggest thing for you meeting them?
Nah, yeah. Work with them is very, like, I find it interesting, and like it's great. Because you see the story behind them. So there's two sides to them. There's the persona, the alter ego that they show when they're performing. Then you see the actual person, like just a normal standard person. So I'll be talking to the normal person. We're just talking about the designs, everything. Then when they change their outfits, they get their hair done, the makeup and everything, and they're a complete different persona. I'm like, wow, it's crazy, because you could kind of get it, because you could tell by the kind of dress they want, you could tell the type of like persona they're gonna have, like they're gonna give off basically. And I feel like there's no industry that could relate to that. Like it's crazy and exciting as well. It's always exciting. It's something new.
When you get to build up a relationship with these drag queens, how does it help your work?
Yeah, so working with the drag queens and everything is more of a chilled environment. So it's like I'm talking to a friend, if you get what I mean. So it's not, there's no pressure or anything. It's literally just chilled vibes. And yeah, as long as we get the dresses sorted and everything, is all good.
Would you say that relationship helps with your work, and how so? If
I would say it helps a lot, because I could deal with pressure and I could deal with no pressure, but when you build a good relationship with someone, then it helps my work, because I'm like, I want to make this come to life. Like, I want to put my full effort and energy into this. Like, if you're in a positive environment, then you're always going to excel. You're always going to try your best. So it's always good to be in a positive environment and just build a great relationship with my client.
So you talk about a good relationship. Have you been to a drag show yet, or are you just behind the scenes?
No, yeah. I've attended. Mark Francis took me to one before. Yeah, I've attended them.
Mark Francis took you to the show. How did you feel? You know, Mark Francis, I've been through his Instagram and he goes to a few high-end shows globally, not just in London. So how did that make you feel, you know, networking and meeting new people?
Literally, it was a privilege because I got to see what world they're in as well, and I got to see literally the I got to see a large variety of different dresses for one. That was great. There was some great designs when I went to my first show. So that basically gave me inspiration. It gave me like, wow, like these are the kind of dresses like I was so shocked. So it gave me a lot of inspiration. And you meet a lot of different designers, some people my level where they're just up and coming, a lot of established ones as well. And you just network, mingle, just chat, people asking me, some people asking me for advice. So it was a great experience. Like it's like a little community all linking up together.
How did that feel? People asking you for advice.
I couldn't believe it because I'll show them some of the designs that I have on my phone and everything, and they're just like, wow, like well, how did you think of this and everything? And I'm just like, it gives you a feeling where you're not, even though people wear my dresses and everything, it's just nice to get a compliment and appreciated by people that are already established in the same industry. Like it's really motivating, and it makes it all worth it.
What's the best dress you've seen and you thought, you know what? Has it been that one dress that where you saw that and thought, I just need to go better than that?
Yeah, so yeah, there was one dress made by experienced designer, and I saw the materials that was used, and it was like kind of like a recycling material, and I was like, wow, like I've never, like literally never seen someone use that kind of material on a drag dress before. Like
What, so it was way, it was basically waste material blended into a dress.
yes. Literally, like, and the way that it was waved into the dress, it looked like top quality. Like they made the waist material look top quality, and I was amazed. Like I was like, wow, like you could literally use anything and bring it, like make it look great and fabulous. Like it doesn't matter what material you use, literally, that's what for my creative thoughts. I was like, I could use anything. Like I should not just literally stick to certain materials. Like you can use anything and it can look great.
We're talking about the positives and going to all these shows and networking and you know really getting to meet these drag queens and get to know them on a personal level. But obviously this industry, you know, you could be here today and gone tomorrow. What is the biggest setback you have faced in your career and how did you overcome it?
Yeah, so my biggest setback, I wouldn't really call it a great setback and everything, but you know when you're just first like starting and everything, and you take your time to create dresses and everything, and when the you meet basically people that are not so understanding. So you create a dress and then people are like, oh, I want this to be changed, I want this to basically the whole dress to be scrapped and start from scratch basically. So it's a thing where it's really hard because some people don't really like realize how much time and effort that you put into creating one dress. So when you show it and you're thinking that they will see it, like they'll be happy to see it, and they just want something completely different, it's early stages, it was a little bit discouraging, but over time you just get used to it and you just need to just stay motivated, and because you're going to meet some people that are not so understanding, so it's part of the job.
That's the thing that scares me. I can't imagine, you know, spending hours and then someone coming in and telling me I don't like the way you design the dress. Like, does that make
Yeah.
you feel like, oh, I'm just wasting my time in this industry? Is it a thing where, you know what, it's just part of the learning curve?
The beginning stages, I wouldn't say that I'm wasting my time in the industry, but it was a little bit like, oh wow, like I put all this time and effort into something and it's not being appreciated. But once you talk to people in the industry and they tell you their experiences as well, everyone's been through it basically. So it's a thing where I'm not alone. Like, I feel like the best part of it is when you talk to people and then they're like, they've been through it as well, then you realize you're not alone and you just keep going. It's literally, it's part of the game.
Yeah, especially with dresses, I feel like, because there's, dresses are so subjective in the sense that some people will like them, some people will not. So it's just about, you know, it's not luck, but it's like finding the right person type thing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
For any upcoming, you know, people wanting to come into this industry, what advice would you give them? You know, what would you tell if you could go back and tell yourself one thing, what would it be? So upcoming drag costume designers, don't make the same mistake.
Before getting into the industry, have a little bit of research. Don't come into it a little, like, too naive. Do a little bit of research on it. Watch some videos and everything, because that will just help with your creative thoughts and just the process. And literally, come into the industry. If I was to talk to myself again, I'd say come with an open mind. Literally, just an open mind. Because that's the best thing. If you overthink stuff, then it's never going to go to plan. So just come with an open mind.
Talk about open mind. Do you think when people come into this industry, especially in this financially driven world, it's easy to get lost in all the fame and fortune that this industry brings with it?
Yeah.
Is it just a thing where, you know what, there's no fame and fortune, it's just your mindset?
It depends. Like, some people, they just look at the monetary side of stuff. So they just literally, they might have seen something on social media, might have seen something on TV and been like, oh, this fashion designer, it's really popular and must be getting a crazy amount of money. But I feel like when you're getting into this industry and you're new to it, don't even think about the money. That's one advice I'll give to people. Don't even think about the money. Literally just focus on your craft, improve, keep expanding your skills. And as long as you keep improving, the money will come along in the future.
Here at GG, when we interview other drag queens and that, they tell us the financial aspect is not really theirs. What do you think of that?
In the industry, I feel like compared to like other designers that just design casual clothing, they might get more money, but I feel like in the future, like, thankfully that there's TV shows like RuPaul on BBC and Netflix that are starting to expand the industry a little bit more. So hopefully we'll get more recognition. And people will see that you need a great talent to be in this industry. And the money and the pay for us designers will start increasing, hopefully, in the future.
Do you have any last words to say?
Just for the viewers, I'll just say, whatever you do, it might be in fashion design, it might be in any kind of industry, literally just come with an open mind. Don't think too much on it. Be optimistic. Try different things out. You might be struggling in one thing. Try something else out. Don't give up on your dreams. Always follow them.
This is from a selfish point of view, and the team has asked me to ask you this. What do you think of Gigi and what we're doing and the ethics we're bringing into the magazine world?
Nah. Honestly, I'm loving it. I'm literally loving it. Like, you're allowing a lot of people to be introduced into the drag industry and the drag world. And it's a great platform for people that might not have a lot of knowledge on it to just check it out and, like, learn. And no, it's a great magazine.
Yeah, that is. Go check out our website and, you know, we've got brilliant content there, brilliant content coming. We've got a great team. So, you know, feel free to check it out. Anyway, Akwasi, it's been a pleasure having you on.
I mean, thank you.
we've gotten a great insight of how the costume design industry works in drag and the pressures of being in the industry and how you're growing and how things are starting to develop. And long may it continue, because I feel like this is a very interesting industry to be involved in. And also with the drag community, I feel like they're being starting to be heard. I mean, you know, in London especially, there's a lot of negative stereotypes for the drag community, and it looks like now it's being broken. And, you know, seeing you come from what we class as the hood, it's great to see that, you know, stereotypes are being broken and people are more open-minded into the idea. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, good talk to you.
Thank you for listening to GG Talks, and stay tuned for our upcoming episodes. If you haven't yet, make sure to follow us on Instagram at GGMagazine01, where we'll be posting weekly updates on our magazine and podcast, as well as some beautiful photos of some killer queens. Until next time.